This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football!
Good snap and hold. The kick on its way, and the kick is good! It's good! Dicker, the kicker, comes through, and with 9 seconds to play in the ballgame, the Longhorns lead it, 48-45.
Three top 10 teams lose in the week. What a game, including Oklahoma at the Red River Showdown rivalry, shootout rivalry game.
Shootout.
Tom Herman yesterday said he had 197 text messages after the win. He only got 9 after the loss to Maryland.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Official arrival?
I mean, yeah. And it's tough not to say that.
And I told Troy I was in on the Aggies. I told him that 2 weeks ago. Then they go and upset Kentucky.
Oh, I'm glad you're calling it that. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, they were ranked. Wasn't Kentucky ranked?
Yeah, but A&M was favored by like almost 5.5, 6 points.
And then everyone else was like, oh, congratulations for beating Jamal Mashburn. Oh, way to go. Way to take out a basketball school.
The Pillsbury throw
Sounds
boy.
Like you took it well.
Yeah, Jared Lorenzen, Tim Couch.
I'm like, we knocked off an undefeated team, but I'm not going to take away the sparkle from the tea sipper, so continue with Texas OU.
The point is, we have now flip-flopped. It looks like Texas and the Aggies arrow up. TCU, certainly Baylor, arrow down.
Oh, yeah.
And look how that is a change from the past few years.
That is a change. Now, Baylor is 4-2. Kudos to them. They beat K-State 37-34. But
wow, they're 4-2?
I know. This week is about Texas. And, you know, Sam Ehlinger with 314 yards passing. That was his first 300-yard game of the year. I'm not sure how the Longhorns scored 48 points when their leading rusher didn't even run for 90, and their passer only threw for 314. That's a lot of points for not a whole, putting up a ton of yards. But they did. Oklahoma has fired their defensive coordinator, Mike Stoops. They did this after the game. 48-45, Longhorns win this one. And with that comes some expectations. If you look
where
at
the... Where did they go up in the rankings? 9?
They have shot up the rankings.
Yeah, UT is now a top 10 school. They're top 10 in the AP top 25.
In the coaches poll, they are number 14. So they have moved up to the top 10.
Which one matters and what's the difference?
Coaches poll matters.
Okay.
The AP poll doesn't really matter. Although, let's be real, the college football playoff committee rankings are really the only one that matters.
That is true.
And that will start here in a couple of weeks when they'll get the first rankings out. But Horns win, Sooners lose, A&M wins. Oh, by the way, so let's go with Texas and potentially New Year's Day. If you look at the remaining schedule for the University of Texas, they have one ranked team remaining. They play Baylor this weekend. They got a bye. Then they play at Oklahoma State. It's always a tough place to play unless you're Iowa State and you just beat them on the road. They play at Texas Tech, middle of November, home to Iowa State, at Kansas. But on November 3rd, home to number 6, West Virginia. And that is going to be a tremendous football game. Right now,
my brother went to that game, West Virginia, Kansas, and he was telling me that they struggled with the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they did. Do they really care? You know, it was one of those look-ahead games.
Yeah.
But they're undefeated. They're number 6 in the nation. Texas right now, on the matchup predictor, according to ESPN's Football Power Index, has a 57% chance of winning that football game.
Yeah, you said they struggled against Kansas, and they did. The defense did. Will Grier is incredible because the old go-to when you talk about West Virginia football, it's like, oh, how's Pat White doing? No, it's Will Grier. Will Grier is an amazing quarterback for the Mountaineers.
Yeah, but no, my brother was texting me about Will Grier. Said he had some bad turnovers. He threw 3 picks in that game.
That is true.
Four touchdowns, but 3 picks. Ugh.
So if Texas winds up winning that game and wins the Big 12, they're going to go. They got an outside chance at the Final Four. It's going to be very, very unlikely. Outside chance, though. They went out. They got a chance.
Greer had a fumble, too, and they had four turnovers.
Right. But the New Year's Six Bowl, which is one of those New Year's Six games, they've got a real legitimate chance at making one of those, and that would be a big first step for Tom Herman. I already said Baylor beat K-State 37-34. Iowa State upsets Oak State on the road 48-42. UCF tops SMU 48-20.
Ha-ha, Mike Gundy, by the way. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
I know, right?
Ha, Mike.
And UNT beats UTEP 27-24.
Ah!
Troy's fighting Texas Aggies. Let me hear it. Whoop. There you go. They beat number 13, Kentucky, 20-14 in overtime. I had Kentucky plus the 5.5. Thanks for that one, Troy.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Well,
I had the under. That was good.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to enjoy that because we face an unranked opponent this week in South Carolina. Then it's on to two ranked opponents with Mississippi State and Auburn.
Oh, well, Auburn just lost another game. They lost to Mississippi State 23-9. Mississippi State's a very, very good team. You don't beat Florida on Tim Tebow Day.
Man.
You just don't do that. God was watching.
You see his armpits and that? They were soaking. That's all I know.
Tim can do whatever. He glistens. He doesn't sweat. 27-19 over previously undefeated LSU on Tim Tebow Day. Notre Dame.
Why aren't we playing more Coach O audio? That's all I care about.
Oh, yeah. He's tremendous.
All I wonder about is him on the side. When I see him talking on the sidelines, I want him mic'd up. I want him mic'd up for my entire life.
He should be.
I want Coach O books on tape. I want him mic'd up. I want everything. I can't get enough.
Coach O is tremendous theater. He's going to fail miserably at LSU because that's what he does. He's never done it. Like, he's always been the guy that underachieves. He's a tremendous recruiter. Tremendous. But he just never has gotten – he's never gotten it done anywhere he's gone. But LSU, they lose to Florida 27-19. Notre Dame is going to wind up screwing the entire thing up. They are going to screw everything up. This team is so annoying. They're terrible. I don't like them.
They're terrible.
Well, they're not. Look, if they were to play Alabama or Georgia or Ohio State, they'd get run. They just would.
Notre Dame is like the Cowboys to me. When people look at the Cowboys and they're like, God, why are the Cowboys on primetime all the time? Notre Dame be on NBC every Saturday just annoys me.
Well, they have
me.
Their own network deal.
Yeah, I know, but that just annoys me.
They would lose by 3 scores to Clemson, to Georgia.
Look, they beat number 7 Stanford 38-17.
And Stanford just lost to Utah.
And then they beat down Virginia Tech on the road 45-20.
Lost to Old Dominion.
But they have three wins against top 25 opponents.
They do.
That's all I'm saying.
They're terrible. But they're going to wind up, faking their way into the Final Four. They beat Vatek 45-23. As I said, Utah beat Stanford 40-21. Stanford now has lost a couple of games. They lost to Notre Dame and now to Utah. Alabama. Let's get to these guys.
Oh, baby.
Let me give you a stat on Tua.
All right.
He has yet to throw a pass in the fourth quarter through 6 games of their season.
Wow.
Alabama.
6 games, no fourth quarter pass attempts.
Yeah, it's stupid. Alabama.
Don't want to impress the 17 students in attendance at the Bama games.
Oh, yeah, do not show up to an Alabama game. Nick Saban will have his way with you.
Yeah.
He will not be happy. They beat Arkansas 65-31. Yeah, whatever. Sean's right. Tua Tags has not attempted a fourth quarter pass. Alabama has scored 124 first quarter points this year. That is 30 more than any other team. There are 21 teams in college football who have not scored 124 points all season.
What?
Let me repeat that.
Talking about the Cowboys again?
There are 21 teams in college football who have not scored 124 points all season.
Wow.
Alabama scored 124 in the first quarter. If Alabama had never scored a second-half point this season, they still would be ranked 25th in scoring in college football. This team is stupid.
I've been waiting for Saban to get the scary quarterback. I'm tired of the ball control. I'm tired of running and the offensive line. I wanted to see the dynamic playmaking quarterback, and he has him.
He's got him. He's got Tua. They've got a great defense. They're spreading the football around. Last year, Calvin Ridley got about 30% of the targets. This year, nobody's got more than 20, 21%. They're spreading the ball around. Their defense is still tremendous. Now, they just did lose Diggs for a little bit to a broken foot, one of their better defensive players. But they're the best team. It's not even close. I wonder if anybody would be within 9.5 points of them on a neutral field.
Yeah, they're about to make it very grumpy up here at the Fan because of what Alabama's doing. They take on Mickey Spagnuolo's Mizzou Tigers this weekend. They take on your Tennessee Vols next weekend. Then they have a break, and they take on Brian Broaddus's LSU Tigers. So it's going to be quite grumpy up
they're
there.
Not going to be taking on Tennessee. They're going to just be beating
warming
Tennessee.
Up.
We may not even see Tua play. They'll just start Jalen Hurts and still win by 30. That's how good they are. So that's what happened last week. This week, these are the games that are going on this week in college football. Featuring ranked opponents, Auburn hosting Tennessee, Baylor hosting Texas. West Virginia is at Iowa State. And like I said, Iowa State just beat Oak State on the road. That is a tough place to play. And that is a night game in Ames. Weird things happen in Ames, Iowa.
Yeah, it's always, South Bend, or you're playing in Columbus. Or No. Ames, Iowa.
Ames at night is the last place I want to go to.
Yep.
Minnesota, row the boat at Ohio State. Florida, Vandy. Notre Dame taking on Pitt. Georgia, LSU in Baton Rouge. That is the CBS 2:30 game on Saturday. Washington at number 17, Oregon. Michigan State, Penn State. Troy's Aggies at South Carolina, Miami and Virginia, Wisconsin, Michigan, that's a top 25, both teams are top 25, and then Colorado, ranked number 19, at USC. That's happening this week.
RJ Choppy's College Football Kegger every single Tuesday on your home for all things pigskin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.